name's Jonathan Nato, and I'm a blind guy.
I'm Hamad Zaidi, and I have a disability.
This is Limping on Cloud 9.
Today we're going to talk about the most amazing film festival on planet Earth, which is the Cannes Film Festival in the south of France.
Awesome. That's great.
This year, I'll be attending the festival again. Like I said earlier, I've been going every year since 2002. The only year I missed was the year Lena and Zoe were born, which was 2011. Mm. But even in that year, somebody from my office went. A few people from my office went. So we've covered it for a long time, and it's truly amazing. So just to let people know, if they haven't heard of it or if they've heard of it, they're not sure about where it is. Cannes is about an hour, 20 minutes away from Saint-Tropez. It's about a 50-minute train ride away from Monte Carlo. Mm. And it's about an hour and a half away from Italy. So it's nestled in one of the most gorgeous parts of the world.
That's cool.
You know? So my reason for talking about this today is I really believe that there are certain things that people really should do. This is something you really should do. You should walk the red carpet at Cannes. So what I wanted to do is just go over some of my most memorable moments.
Awesome.
Well, probably the first and foremost is the Julian Lennon party that my company produced back in 2007.
Yeah.
So that was amazing, having a party for 1,643 Hollywood types on the sand at the Cannes Film Festival. That was a memory I'll never forget.
Yeah.
But there's others that were just tremendous. You know, one of which being one year, I think it was the same year, actually, of the Julian Lennon party. But yeah, it was the same year, I believe. But one year, U2 had a documentary there. Mm. And they played an impromptu concert on the top of the red carpet. It was awesome.
Oh, man, that's cool.
That was a moment that is etched in my memory forever. As is, one of the years that Star Wars came back, George Lucas came into Cannes on Queen Elizabeth's yacht.
No kidding.
Right? Yes. And as he walked up the red carpet, they had an orchestra playing the Star Wars theme. And guess who was lining the red carpet on both sides as Lucas was walking up?
Ewoks?
Close. Stormtroopers.
Stormtroopers. Oh, man, that is so cool.
It was so cool. It's like stormtroopers are guarding the red carpet as George Lucas walks up it during Star Wars.
Man.
Right? It was awesome.
That's cool.
You know? It was really, really cool. So my personal experience walking up the red carpet, which I've done many times over the years, I've been very fortunate to do many times, is it's incredible. It's one of those things. And it's a big ego boost, Jonathan. Like, it's a crazy ego boost.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Because what happens is, as you're walking up the red carpet, a lot of paparazzis are taking your picture.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, I'm like, forget about being somebody. I'm less than a nobody, right? And they're taking my picture, and then obviously they take thousands of pictures just in case they snap a picture of somebody that they don't immediately recognize.
Right.
Right? So the whole experience is amazing. And what I wanted to do is just discuss a few things and talk about bucket list moments that they always think about wanting to do, but they never actually take the initiative to do. That's what I want people to start thinking about during this podcast. What can I do to change who I am in life? Mm. What can I do to change my experience in life? Because, you know, as all of us know, Jonathan, life is just a series of different experiences.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I know you and I have talked about this before, but is there stuff that you really want to do? I know you said you really wanted to travel. Are there specific places you want to go to?
I'd love to go to Israel.
Oh, that's awesome. Really?
Yeah, like I'd love to go to Jerusalem.
So why don't we go?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, absolutely. I would be totally on board. And I'd love to hit Hong Kong or somewhere in China where like they have those. I've had a few friends that have been out that way, and then they have like these giant, flea market isn't the word they probably use over there, but like there's these giant flea markets with all this like technology of like transistors and motherboards and processors. And my friends are like, man, if you were here, we would never see you again. Like, you would love this stuff. Like, I would love to be able to just check one of those out too.
Yeah. You know, it's funny you mention that. I've actually been to Hong Kong many times because there's a film market there every March called Film Art. Mm. And I've done those markets. They are ridiculous. I mean, they're so much fun. But the thing with Hong Kong, can I tell you? And you're gonna chuckle, but I'm not. I'm actually being serious. Okay.
Yeah. Absolutely.
One of the best views of Hong Kong is from a bathroom.
Okay.
It is. It's the men's room at the Peninsula Hotel in Hong Kong.
Man.
And the men's room is, I forget what floor it's on, but it's really high up. And in front of the urinals is just open glass.
Oh, wow.
Right? So it's so high up, no one can really see what you're doing.
Right.
But it's funny. When I first went to Hong Kong, people were like, don't forget to see the men's bathroom in the Peninsula Hotel. And I'm like, huh? But it really is. Well, you know, one thing that I'm dying to do that I've always wanted to do that I'm also a little bit afraid to do is skydive.
Oh, yeah, right? Yeah.
Which my wife has done, but I haven't done it yet. I don't know why I'm afraid to do it because I'm not afraid of death, so maybe I should do it.
Yeah, when I was younger, I've gone parasailing before. That was interesting.
I've done parasailing. That was a lot of fun. But anyway, that's what I wanted to talk about today, just about the bucket list of your life. And as we wrap up this podcast, I want people to look in the mirror, and if they're driving, look in that rearview mirror. And as you see your eyes back at you, ask yourself, what can I do? What can I put into motion that's going to make me a happier person, that's going to make me a better person, and that's going to help me enjoy my life more? Figure out what that thing is, and before the next podcast comes out next week, do something about that one thing. That's what I like people to do.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's where we are, my friend. That's my little snippet of life today.
Awesome.
You want to wrap things up?
Very cool. And everyone, thank you so much for listening and downloading and leaving the comments on the website. They're greatly, greatly appreciated. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, everywhere else possible. We try to make ourselves easy to find. So please continue to leave comments, leave reviews. It's all really, really appreciated. And Hamad, how can they get a hold of you if they want to reach you?
You know, a couple quick things. They can get a hold of me by info@limpingoncloud9.com. That's the easiest way. And, of course, if you want to reach Jonathan, please still send an email to the same email address, info@limpingoncloud9.com. We'll get it to Jonathan immediately. Since this podcast deals with disability, if anyone out there has friends or family who have children with accessible needs, there is a website called toysaccessible.com that we have. And that primarily focuses on toys for children with special needs.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think the Toys Accessible is a great resource for, you know, trying to make one site an easy place for people to find with kids with various, you know, disabilities. So I think it's a great site to have.
You know, if I had that as a kid, I'd be totally happy.
Awesome. So again, everyone, thank you for listening. Thank you for downloading. Please, you know, share it on all the social media sites. Continue to download and leave comments. And we'll talk to you next episode. See ya.